It says 6 o'clock, so that's why I do.
Okay.
All right, we will go ahead and call this meeting to order. Garrett, would you take the roll, please? I'm so used to saying Nathan, I got completely lost there.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Councilmember Biggs?
Here.
Councilmember Lairway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Here.
Mayor Sear?
Here. And if you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the consent agenda. There is one that we need to pull. Number 7, Resolution R80-2024. It was for a performance bond, and that was for uncompleted work, but the work has now been completed, so if we would remove that from the consent agenda, please.
Make a motion that we remove
Item 7.
Item 7, Resolution R80-2024 from the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So now the rest of the consent agenda is good.
You have anything?
No.
Make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as published.
With the modification?
With the modification.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Garrett, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Lairway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us to public comment. Is there anybody who wishes to address the board that is in the audience? All right. External reports. Ada County Victim Services. Trina Allen, you may have the floor if you would push the button on the mic. Actually, it's right at the base, yeah.
Right here?
Yeah, I think so. You did it.
That's fancy. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Chief, for getting me before the City Council. So my name is Trina Allen, and I'm the Executive Director for the Ada County Victim Services Center. I wanted to just come out to your city and present to the council as a reminder of the great service that we provide. Many of you may know the center, it was formerly named FACES. And so we've gone through a name change, but I'd like to remind people that it is the same building, the same services, just a different name. If I can, is there a... Oh, perfect. So I wanted just to, we recently, with our name change and some different things, we have created our mission statement with our executive leaders, and that includes, of course, Matt Clifford, as well as our local chiefs and representatives from our partners at St. Luke's and St. Alphonsus and the prosecutor's office. So our mission is our partners collaborating to provide medical and mental health care, legal and financial advocacy, and justice for our crime victims and their families. This is really steeped in our values, which is respect, integrity, service with compassion, and excellence. So just a reminder that we have been providing service since 2006. And I think one of the things that is really important to me as the director of the center is that it is not what the center provides, the space for our collaborative partners to come together to really wrap services around our community and our victims of crime. So it's through one door that we are able to provide this service, but really it is steeped in a long tradition since 2006 of being based on a justice model. And that our partners, not only in-house, but in the community include the Ada County Prosecutor's Office, The county owns the building, and we, I'm attached to the prosecutor's office. We maintain the building. We have our partnerships with St. Luke's, who has a medical clinic with the Child Advocacy Center, known as CARES. St. Luke's also provides with support with St. Alphonsus, our sexual assault trauma response team, and that is 24 hours, 7 days a week, forensic specialized nurses that are on call. St. Luke's also provides a clinic, which is the follow-up domestic violence and sexual assault medical clinic. We also have had long-standing partnerships with the Ada County Sheriff's Office, Meridian Police Department, and City Police Department, as well as Boise Police Department. Within our center, not only do we house those clinics, but we also house the Boise Special Victims Unit, and they have about 10 to 12 detectives there. But our law enforcement partners are within the community are always coming into the center, whether that is responding to a call for service there from their community, or if they're coming in there to assist with a CARES appointment for a child who may have experienced abuse or witness to violence. We also house the Terry Riley Trauma and Resiliency clinicians, and so that folks that have children that have experienced child abuse or maybe kids that are in foster care can access on-site counseling. They also provide counseling for caregivers and as well as adult victims of sexual assault, whether that is men or women. We also partnership and house some folks from the WCA who provide court advocacy as well as case management. We are in partnership with the Department of Health and Welfare, and they have two folks there that work for Central Consult. We also have space and house the Adult Protective Services. They have one person there that is able to consult and staff cases as needed. We also have the Idaho Network of Child Advocacy Centers in the center, and they do a lot of legislative work as well as education throughout the state on the importance of child advocacy centers. We also partner with the Nampa Family Justice Center. They hold two grants for human trafficking. And so when we have folks that come in that have been identified through law enforcement that have been a victim of human trafficking, then we reach out to them and they connect them with the additional services. In addition, we have a relationship with the Ada County paramedics, and they are able to transport victims to our center that do not need to go to the ER, but they need to come to the center for their medical exams for sexual assault. and then with the prosecutor's office, we have, as well as our local law enforcement, we have strong relationships with victim witness coordinators, and they're able to come to the center and help support victims of domestic violence. So we help a lot of people within our community, but we are really focused on folks that have experienced sexual assault, domestic violence, child abuse, elder abuse, human trafficking, and stalking. So sometimes we get folks that come in off the street that maybe not fit that criteria, but we have our goal is to make sure that those folks are connected with our community resources. So I've talked about a lot of service, and I know I only have just a few minutes, but some of the other things that we provide is we provide clothing. Our building is also accessible 24/7. So we have case management. We help with protection orders, crisis counseling. We host legal forms workshops with the Idaho Legal Aid as well as family court, helping folks that are desiring to file for divorce, protection orders, child support, those kinds of things. We do court advocacy as well as community outreach. Some additional important services that we provide are emergency hotel stay when it fits the criteria. if folks need to have a safe place to stay. We also partner with the WCA, and they provide an emergency shelter bed for our clients. We provide transportation to and from the center through Lyft, as well as provide gas cards and grocery cards when in need, diapers, all kinds of different things, as well as we have the CARES closet. That is accessible 24/7 as well to any of our partners for children that may need some extra clothes, or if they're going into foster care, or maybe there was an incident in the middle of the night. So we provide service. The way people come to our center is they can call us, they can come through our website, they can have an appointment. Primarily, they come through law enforcement as well as the Department of Health and Welfare or medical referrals. We also have a lot of people that are just calling that maybe are concerned about one of their family members who might be in an unsafe relationship. So I think one of the things that we're really proud of is our new logo. I mean, we're proud of a lot of things. We do a lot of amazing work there, if I don't say so myself. But we have our new logo, and I thought it was beautiful because it highlights the sun and the river and the mountains that we have here in our beautiful valley. But one of the things that it does is it represents every color of awareness for crime victims that we serve. So yellow is for stalking. The teal in the middle of the sun is for sexual assault. Blue is for human trafficking and child abuse. And purple is for domestic violence as well as elder abuse. So I know you guys have a busy agenda. If you guys have any questions for me or would like to have a tour, I just wanted to make sure that the members of your community, whether they need us or maybe they know somebody who might need us, would just reach out. Our services are free, and so we want to make sure that people in our community are safe.
Good. Well, thank you so much. You know, I know it. All of those types of crimes are on the rise, and it's unfortunate. I know when you're a victim of a crime, you can feel so alone. So to be able to have somewhere you can go where people support you is really important. And I also know that it takes people with a big heart to be able to deal with the type of situations that you see. So thank you so much and your staff for all the great work that you do. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you.
Ms. Allen, I had a question as well.
You bet.
Do you have a working relationship also with like Mission 43 and then the Idaho Division of Veteran Services?
You know what? I've actually gone out and toured Mission 43, which is an amazing site. Mm-hmm. So I guess our working relationship, I would love to have a working relationship with them. And I do think that there might be some cases that we have that overlap, and absolutely, they're always more than welcome to come. We had Brad come and present to our multidisciplinary team meeting that we have every 2 weeks, and so I know that it's a much-needed resource and is a staple in the community. So,
okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other questions or?
Is all of your the members that you spoke about with your policy team, is it listed on your website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, is there anything that we can do for you?
You know, I would like to leave some brochures, and I have my business cards here. If there's ever a need, or if you guys have further questions, or if you guys want to come out and do a tour. We would love to show you what all the partners do and all the great work that they do. And I want to make sure that your community knows that we're there. Good. So I'm not sure where I could leave them.
Oh, you can just set them right there. It's fine.
Okay.
Right
there?
Yeah.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you guys very
Thank
much.
Thank you so
guys
much.
Have a good
I appreciate
evening.
You coming. Drive safe in that fog.
It was a little hairy coming out here.
I'll bet. Thank you. All right, so we don't have any public hearings and we don't have any business items. Item 8 is ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance 2024-43, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors TPG AG EHC 3, Multi-State 1 LLC, and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
I make a motion that we waive three readings of ordinance 2024-43.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve ordinance 2024-43.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for the approval of the ordinance. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Garrett, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that is all we have on the agenda for tonight. Does anybody have any announcements? I just want to thank staff for the beautiful job they did decorating in here. That was none of that was even here this morning. So it was awesome, and I really like it. It's not too flashy. It kind of actually is soothing to see these kind of decorations, so I appreciate that. Anybody else have anything?
Yes, sir.
Water tower looks great.
What's that?
Water tower looks great with the lights on.
It does. It does. We went several years trying to get that figured out. Bobby finally came up with a plan to make that happen this year, so.
We also have Pearl Harbor Day coming. December 7th.
Yeah, December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day.
And tree lighting and the parade's coming up, right?
The what?
December 14th. The tree lighting and the parade.
Yep. And then the gem drop on New Year's Eve coming up. So that'll be our third year, right? Second year? We've only done it once.
Once was by accident, right?
Oh, that first time it just fell off the truck. That's what it was. All right. Well, then, with that, meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Hey, Michael.